Harper North presents A Brief History of the Countryside in 100 Objects by Sally Coulthard, read by Deborah Balm. Introduction. I grew up in a Yorkshire village called Calverley, jostling for space between two northern behemoths, Leeds and Bradford, in the 70s. It still retained much of its rural charm. Life was also deliciously self-contained in many ways, on my doorstep were the timeless pleasures that kept a fidgety, curious child occupied for hours. Fields, woodland, stream, church, library, and of course, sweet shop. But it was also a village in flux, one that was slowly being absorbed into urban industrial sprawl. Change was afoot. Now, as an adult, I can see how the village was, in many ways, a microcosm of the history of the countryside. Faint traces of a late Neolithic presence were left in the form of secret rock carvings deep in Calverley's woodland, while tantalising hints of a Bronze Age burial ground next to a Norman church suggest an area that has held special significance since prehistoric times. The village's name came from its Anglo-Saxon cattle farmers, people who were probably the first to make Calverley a significant settlement. It derives from the Old English calfra and lea, clearing in the woodland for calves. The village gets a brief mention in William the Conqueror's Doomsday Book, that stocktake of his newly vanquished country and its assets. Described as property of the de Lacy family, French nobles from Calvados, Calverley would have been just one of many villages gifted by William to his most loyal supporters. Chillingly, by 1086, the village was also classed by Norman officials as waste, murderously razed to the ground under William's punitive harrying of the north. Slowly rebuilt to become a thriving hub, Calverley became a busy farming community. From medieval times, families also wove and finished woolen cloth and knitted stockings in their cottages to sell to middlemen. Extensive apple orchards surrounded the village and provided further employment, merriment, and fruit. The lord of the manor bequeathed the village an almshouse in the 18th century, a common gesture of privileged benevolence. Just a few decades later, the effects of the Industrial Revolution, which would transform many northern towns beyond recognition, started to nibble at the village's edges. Mills and Methodist chapels sprang from the soil. Pack horse routes widened into new roads. Most significantly, the construction of a canal and railway finally connected the soft, undulating countryside to Britain's industrial might. And now, like many other villages, Calverley wrestles with busy traffic and high property prices while somehow managing to retain its quintessential rural character. The countryside is not a meandering brook, but a fast-flowing river. Our story begins around 12,000 years ago, when families first permanently settled in Britain and started, albeit tentatively, to manipulate their natural surroundings. From that point onwards, the countryside has been in a state of constant mutability. Thanks to human intervention, landscapes have been an ever-changing canvas. Animal species have been exploited and revered, introduced and extinguished. Wild flowers and trees, both native and new arrivals, entwined themselves in our belief systems, medicine, food, and craft. Rivers and marshlands, places of bounty and boundless danger, have both earned our respect and suffered our attempts to reclaim them. The people who made the countryside their home have also changed dramatically with immigration, migration, and integration. New technologies and tools, religious beliefs, architectural styles, bureaucracy, and food preferences, all these shaped our natural environment. Within all this change, however, also lies continuity. Spiritual places endure for thousands of years. The presence of water and woodland never lose their appeal. Wildlife is loved and loathed in equal measure. The seasons and lunar cycle always mark time, while the weather constantly frustrates. The countryside endures. This is not the definitive history of the countryside, but it is most definitely a history of the countryside, told through the filter.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?